Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the DJV program, euphoria exists. One feels excited when you enter the paradise of our program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Yes, shockingly, we are invisible, yet we are not. It's noise coming out of your speaker. I suppose that noise is noise. It's, it's intelligent conversation about things that are going on, like the story of the NFL players who apparently were bad boys. Jennifer, three retired NFL football players pled guilty to fraud charges. What is this? How would they have gotten into this? Why are they I don't get how it is that they,
well,
they were in a position to do this in the first place.
Well, because if you make claims that aren't real and then you get payouts for it, that's insurance fraud.
What were they claiming? What'd they say?
Medical treatments, injuries, equipment, you know, whatever it is that they got busted for. And it's the one guy faces like 365 years in jail or something. I mean, it was a big case and it was a big bust. So they got up to like $350,000 in payouts for out of pocket medical expenses that they were claiming that they had and didn't really have. I mean, it's insurance fraud. I don't know. Am I not explaining insurance fraud? Right?
Yeah, no, I get it. I just didn't think. This is my bad, probably. I didn't think most football players are smart enough to pull off something like this.
Oh, boy.
So,
wow.
Well,
well, would you like to know about the most valuable franchise in the NFL?
Yes, Jennifer.
Is the most valuable franchise? Yeah. Yes, it is still Cowboys.
That amazes me every year.
$3 billion or something? Isn't it?
$6.92 billion. Most valuable sports franchise ahead of the Yankees, which they're worth $6.75 billion. According to a report, today the average NFL team is worth $3.5 billion, up 13% from last year. That includes money from TV deals. There's not a single team who lost value in 2020, despite the attendance dropping. So it shows you what little the attendance does to actually play a part in how much they're making money. Now, this was interesting. There are some big risers on the list. Both the Broncos and the Seahawks moved up 3 points from 2020. And the ones that fell the most, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, and the Packers, all of them are down. Well, the Jaguars down 4, the Dolphins and the Packers down 3 on the list of most valuable football franchises. Now, you would think that it's too early to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But as football season finally gets, well, not finally, I'm not going to say finally, it gets underway, ads for the Super Bowl are almost already sold out. They don't even know who's going to be there yet. But some of the most sold 30-second spots went for how much? Any guesses?
It was $5 million last year.
Okay, Jay says 4, you say 5. Victoria, what do you think?
Was it $5 million last year? It was like the lowest rated Super Bowl. I would think the price would have to come down. I'll go $4.5 million.
$6.5 million on the rise.
Dang.
For the previous Super Bowl, CBS got about $5.5 million on average for 30-second spots. So it's up $1 million. Anybody want to buy an ad? Jeez. And the Super Bowl is going to have competition this year, too, because the Winter Olympics in Beijing, which the United States should totally not participate in, will also be going at that time. By the way, that was my opine as I was opining about Beijing.
Do we know where is the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, we must know already. Let's see.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't know the halftime performer, because usually they announce that in, like, November, right?
It's getting silly.
Closer,
sorry. So while Jennifer's looking that up, half of the U.S. offering legal sports betting, that's really ramping into high gear because as the NFL season begins, a lot of people want to bet, and it's easier to do it now.
Oh, it's going to be played here
in
California.
Yeah,
Rams Stadium.
Yeah. All right. So
and it's late this year. It's February 13th. Usually it's like the 6th.
Mm-hmm. When did they finish that stadium? Was it last year? They both teams are playing.
A couple years
ago.
It opened as soon as it got shut down for COVID. I was supposed to see one of the first concerts. I was supposed to see Kenny Chesney there, and that didn't happen.
It's just fun. When you fly into LAX, you fly over where they were building it. And every time I'd fly in, I'd look at the progress that was being made.
It's really nice. It's supposed to be a really nice-looking stadium. So, and from the outside, it looks great. This will be the first season with fans, so that'll be exciting. And, yeah, to get the Super Bowl is very cool. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Okay. So Tampa Bay, Dallas Cowboys starting the season. Gamblers in 26 states are putting lots of money, a lot of wages on this. What's different? Sports betting being legal? It was always everybody. Yeah. Did this put the bookie
it's
out
sort
of business?
Of spreading.
Is that what this is?
Well, they're just going there. I guess they're just sort of legalizing it, right? I mean, there's probably always going to
This? Let me ask you in my naivete. What does it take, not that you would know, but maybe you do know, to put money on a game? Let's say you go to the bookie, or in this case, you go to a sports betting bar.
Sure.
And you put $10 down the bar and say, you know, give me 5 points on some team. I don't even know how this works.
Yeah, there's different spreads and, you know, they're all kinds of things you can, right. Yeah. There are all kinds
you
of things
you can take.
But what does the spread mean? What does that mean? How much between
it
points?
It means, like, in each matchup, like, the teams that are matched up are favored. So you might see, like, a team up +3. That means to win the bet, you have to have them win by 3 points. So it's not just enough for them to win, but they have to win by 3 points.
Look at the money in this. $3 billion being offered to ESPN to use its brand on a sports book. $3 billion, ABC, Disney. That's all money that goes to a company that doesn't need it. So $3 billion. Good Lord. But how do they make money? Okay, so you put $10 down on a horse or whatever it is, and the horse wins. So you bet 2-1, you get $20 back. How does the handler of the money make any money? Do they take a piece of it?
Well, that's built into the odds. So the track, like, look, with gambling, the house is always going to win, right?
Yeah.
That's no matter where you are or what app you're using or what racetrack you're at, you know, the house is always going to win. So betting on horses, though, is a lot different from all of the different, from the options that you get with baseball or football or hockey or whatever. So there are so many more things you can bet on with football.
Well, you can bet on anything. If you go to the sport, I remember wandering around Las Vegas.
You can bet on any sport.
You can bet on anything. Who's going to be, is Larry Elder going to win? There's a line in Las Vegas on whether Larry Elder wins in California.
Right, but we're specifically talking about sports betting, though, which has not been legal until recently, in the last couple of years.
Why?
States didn't want it because states.
Why?
Well, okay, hang on.
No,
lots of questions today.
Are you interrogating me, Victoria?
I know, right?
I want to know.
I don't think she made the betting rule
bad about betting on a horse or betting on anything. Why would that be illegal?
It's because it was never legal. So in New Jersey, where I live, we have two professional football teams, the Jets and the Giants. Neither of those owners wanted sports betting to be legal in our state. They were one of the last holdouts to get it legalized. And the rule is you cannot, and this is a Vegas rule too, I believe, Jen, you probably know more, you cannot bet on the Jets or Giants if you are in the same state. So that was sort of like a compromise that came up. It was just a lot. Now a lot of states are catching on and they're realizing how much revenue. The first year that we did it here in Jersey,
like
it was
like lottery.
$25 billion or something. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy
like the lottery,
how much money.
And nobody knows where the money's going to go. Nobody knows. It's just going to float into midair somewhere and disappear into who knows.
Transparent about it in New Jersey, but sure. Other
really?
What
they use it
probably.
For?
There's a whole outline of different funds where it's all going. Infrastructure and, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't read all of it. I just know
they tell us in California where it's going. I just don't believe that it actually does anything once it gets
exactly.
there.
You
know,
tell you
it's like, oh, this gas tax is going to go fix the roads, and then you're like, go, driving around on potholes. And you go, really,
potholes
these
everywhere.
Roads are nice.
Yeah. Maybe it's my naivete. I'm not a bettor. I bought some lottery tickets from time to time, but what the big deal is, and why do people get so addicted to it? I guess just speaks to the addictive nature of the human being.
That's the Ben Affleck story.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, Matt Damon's got a new tattoo. We'll talk about that after this.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged onto social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
All right, so ladies, Matt Damon and Heath Ledger apparently had more in common. I say had because Heath Ledger is no longer with us. What's this? Why the hoopla about the new tattoo that Matt Damon is sporting? What's on
this? He's the new cover story for GQ, and so he's promoting his new movie Stillwater. And yeah. So I'm not sure how tattoos came up in it, but he and his wife, I guess, decided to get one together, and it happened to be the same one that Heath Ledger had sort of scribbled for himself. And their friend actually is the tattoo artist, and so they had the same guy who did Heath's tattoos did theirs. I don't remember if – I know Matt Damon was talking about his friendship with Heath Ledger and how brilliant he was as an actor. I don't remember if they were ever in a movie together. I was trying to think about that. I couldn't remember, right?
I don't remember. Seem like it.
I don't think they were.
They did different types of movies back then, right. So I don't know.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has released the first product from her new hairline. You ladies lining up to get this? What does it do to your hair? Makes it.
Well, apparently it's very good for your hair. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, look, if she's known for one thing besides getting, divorced from Brad Pitt, it's her hair. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's apparently been working on this line for a long time, and it's not overpriced. The first product is a glossing detangler, so it's kind of like a dual product.
How much of a role does she play in actually putting it together? Celebrities put their names on things.
Right, but I believe in this case, I think she's very hands-on. I've interviewed her hair colorist, and I know, from what he was telling us, how hands-on she is with
what's her real hair color?
Like a medium brownish, but
yeah.
She
real
has,
color.
Isn't it, like, a little bit muddy?
Kind of a muddy brown.
Gray hair by now, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but it's all covered with perfect blonde streaks, so right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, you can buy, how much is it, $25 for a detangler? Do men use this stuff? Why would men use it?
I mean, all hair can use it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. That is another way for Jen to make a couple of mil. That's a good deal. 21 after the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour.
Here, could you hold my AARP card?
I know, right? Jen, I need some tips on tuning up my walker.
Hold on, let me rub on my salve.
Oh, my God. So we'll tell the story behind our laughing. We'll tell you the story at the bottom of the hour. Let's bring Jay in for the pregnancy report. All these women, these actresses that are, I was going to say these actors and actresses, some women who are actresses want to be called actors. Anyway, who's pregnant, Jay?
Everybody. Everybody is pregnant, apparently.
You're
in Hollywood.
Pregnant?
Wait, oh. Laura, so Jason Kennedy and
wouldn't
his
that
wife
be
Laura.
Something
wait a second.
If the
you
three
did.
Of you, if Jennifer and Victoria and Jay were all pregnant at the same
nope,
time.
Not gonna
but
happen.
Jay did not deny it quickly enough. I don't know if I like that.
What,
No. That's the hard no. Pass. No. No. Pregnancy okay. is not for the weak.
All
and
right.
I don't want to do it again.
Okay. All right.
So, former longtime E! News host Jason Kennedy and his wife, Lauren Scruggs. Is that how you say last name, Scruggs?
Yeah.
Like Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs?
Yeah, Scruggs.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about, Jay. Go ahead.
So they've been letting fans in
that
on their IVF
the same
journey.
Place where 24 comes from. Excuse me, Jay.
They started letting fans in on their IVF journey earlier this year, and they have announced they are having a baby. They've been together for 6 years. She is known, she's a journalist, a blogger. She is known for, sadly, walking into the plane propeller back in December
Ooh.
2011.
She's do you remember that, Doug? That she was a model, and she was getting off the plane with her family, and she walked right into the propeller. She lost
That's
a hand,
lost,
and she lost,
lost
her, eye.
Her left eye, yeah, and yeah. her hand. Like
it was a horrible
from the forearm.
Tragedy. Yeah. But the thing about Jason Kennedy, why everyone just loves him, is he was her boyfriend at the time, and everyone was kind of like, okay, is he going to stay with her now that, you know, she's permanently disabled? And then it wasn't too much longer after she recovered that he popped the question. And so he's kind of become, like, America's sweetheart as, like, just the nicest guy ever. So it's sweet that they are finally going to, you know, be able to start their family.
Yeah, and it was sweet what he said about her, too, that he's always known she's amazing, but after watching her set alarms all day, all night, waking up in the middle of the night to go take shots, go get medicine during the IVF stuff, that he's like, I already know she could do anything, and this just kind of further cemented that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Jennifer Lawrence, actor Jennifer Lawrence, is expecting her first child with her art dealer husband, Cook Maroney. That was confirmed just last night, just yesterday, pretty much.
What does she see in him?
What doesn't she see in him?
Mm-hmm. I've never even seen him. Why? Are you implying that he's not good-looking, Doug?
I'm implying that a lot of people, Jennifer Lawrence always has, impressed me as someone who's a cut above. She seems to have gotten her head on straight when she was younger, more so than a lot of actors and actresses when they're that age. And so I just wondered, I don't know that much about this guy, whether that's, you know, a purposeful thinker in Hollywood that wanted to have a long-lasting marriage would probably not marry somebody from the community. They'd probably marry somebody from outside. So I was just wondering if this guy was...
She did. He's an art dealer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's 37. And then also Olivia Munn and John Mulroney. Mulaney are having a baby.
Okay. All right. So we got all
baby
that.
Baby watch.
The baby watch. Yep. Okay. Next up, let's see. Cindy Crawford is going to recreate a Pepsi ad. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, she did. It's for to raise funds for American Family Children's Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. She's 55 years old. This is coming 29 years after the first one, the iconic 1992 Pepsi ad. And she put
that's
on...
That's the one where she gets out of the car, right, on the side of
the
road?
Yeah, at the gas station. Which she kind of already created for the 2018 Super Bowl, like a 2018 Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
So they're redoing this. She looks fierce still, and they've already raised more than $1 million for the cause just through art sales.
And she looks the same. I did a double take.
Exact same. You couldn't tell which was the first one or which one was 29 years later.
Does she still have that birthmark on her cheek?
Her beauty mark? Yes.
Yeah, the beauty mark is iconic.
That's insured. That's actually insured.
28 past the hour.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nicholas has become a Category 1 hurricane with sustained maximum winds of 75 miles an hour as it approaches the Texas coast. A hurricane warning is now in effect from Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas, with storm surge warnings stretching from Port Aransas, Texas to Sabine Pass, including Galveston, Aransas, San Antonio, and Matagorda Bays. The storm is already bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and storm surges to portions of the central and upper Texas coasts. Nicholas is expected to make landfall, then move over extreme southeastern Texas on Tuesday and early Wednesday, and over southwestern Louisiana later on Wednesday. Forecasters say rainfall totals in some areas could reach up to 20 inches. And Florida cities that issue vaccine mandates could face fines, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor announced Monday that his administration could sue municipalities that issue mandates, saying that he did not want the orders to threaten Floridians' jobs. The cities could be facing fines of up to $5,000 per infraction. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Efforts by some progressive groups to expand the Supreme Court have been rekindled recently after a recent ruling that allowed a Texas abortion law to go into effect. Liberal groups have pushed the Biden administration to try to pack the court to balance out the current conservative majority. In a recent interview with Fox News, Justice Stephen Breyer said that move would make people lose trust in the court and warned that if one party could pack it, so could the other. Senator Mike Lee agrees with Justice Breyer. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that expanding the Supreme Court would reverse an essential feature of the Constitution.
I agree with what then-Senator Biden said many decades ago when referring to FDR's plan to pack the Supreme Court of the United States as a boneheaded idea. I agree with the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a Supreme Court justice, said that it would also be a terrible move. But there's good reason why we insulate the federal court system, which, despite its faults, is, I believe, the best of its kind anywhere in the world. Because we insulate it from political decision-making, with the exception of the process by which we choose and confirm them. Once they're in place, they're insulated. They serve presumptive lifetime terms. But when you move to change the composition of the court, not because there aren't enough personnel to handle the job, but in order to change the political outcome of decisions they make, you're reversing that central feature in the Constitution that makes our court system unique and very valuable.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Araki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Old ideas die hard with some people here. New ideas are welcome and encouraged. It's cool. New ideas that challenge the old ideas. That's kind of what I like. I find old ideas to be aggravating
old sometimes.
to be old. All right. So Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We were all laughing about something a few minutes ago, and I want to explain my way around it by introducing big news from TV land.
Congratulations, Jack Bauer. And today is the longest day of my life.
All right. So as clumsy as that was getting into it, I told you earlier on that Phil, who's normally in the controls in our studio in Washington, the main studio at our originating network, Radio America, he's on vacation, so a young lady named Valen is in, and she's 23 years old. So Jennifer sent me a note yesterday suggesting that the producers of the original producers of 24 are reworking a scheme to get 24 back on again.
Yay, and we did it!
Jennifer and I have been big fans. I don't know whether I ever broached this because it wasn't on when you first started, Victoria.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen 24?
Such a game.
Never seen it, never had a desire, still
don't. Really?
Oh, I love Kiefer, but I just never watched it. Yeah, I don't, you know.
It was I think it's what really started binging. You know, all the youngsters, they talk about binging shows.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I did not watch it when 24 first came on, but maybe like 2 or 3 years in, my dad was like, this is such a great show. And he had purchased the DVDs, because yes, this was back in 2000.
I have them too. And the kids gave them to me.
Yeah, and so my dad's like, you guys need to watch it. I was still living at home with my mom, and so we were like, all right, nothing to do. We'll start it. And we started, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when we stopped. I mean, it was just episode after episode after episode. It was such a good, it's such a good show. I mean, the only inconsistency is that he never stopped to pee. But everything else was so just, oh, so good.
It was the way he played it. It is, there were a couple of other attempts at reviving it, but it didn't work. Between him and his relationship with Chloe, that was what, there was a glue there that then brought everybody else in.
Well, and it's this sounds weird, but David Palmer, and gosh, I'm forgetting the actor's name now. He's the guy that does the insurance commercials.
Allstate commercials.
So fantastic. Allstate, yeah.
Has Richard, has
Dennis Haysbert.
Haysbert, that's it. Yep, yep, yep.
I was talking with a friend yesterday, and he was like, oh, but 9/11, these things said that people were, you know, this made people warmongers, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, it also, the other side of the aisle, I think, prepared people a lot for Barack Obama. I don't know if Barack Obama would have had the success, and this is in all seriousness, that he did as president in 2008 without David Palmer being such a shy, I mean, without him having such a cultural impact on people during that show.
Yeah, I think that's very observant, very, very astute. So anyway, we were laughing about this because Jennifer and I started talking about it. And then I think Jay had sort of walked back into the room and Victoria was there. So I asked Valen to get me the sounder for 24. And she said something like that, 24.
24 what?
Yeah, 24, exactly. Kind of 24 hours. What do you mean 24? So I said, do you know what the television show 24 is? And she said, no. And I think
and that
I
was when my soul
loudly.
Died.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't it funny? And maybe it's closer and closer with all of us, even though you both, Jay and Victoria, know of 24, you hadn't watched it. But for Jennifer and I, and so many other people who are listening to this program right now, it was the first must-watch television show.
Yeah.
Whatever I was
and
doing.
And it also felt like 5 minutes ago, not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended in 2010. So it went from 2001 to 2010.
And yeah, that was only because Kiefer thought they'd sort of run out of ideas. I think he has I remember interviewing him once and talking about this, how it defined not only his career, but his life. The time that he was, you know, I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, well-known actor, but I remember him telling me the story, Jennifer, I think you were on, of how it came to him. The producers, I think the guy's name is Surnow or something like that, anyway, they said that they wrote they wrote the pilot for him. He was Jack Bauer in their mind. And he didn't know anything about it until they brought him in. And then when they went through, they did the pilot and it went so well. Kiefer said, okay, I'm in. I can do this. This is a great role for me. And all of his friends, you know, that bunch, Emilio Estevez, that whole bunch of guys that were in movies together. What do they call them?
The Brat Pack.
Okay. Anyway, they all encouraged him to do it. And so he did it and really fell into a role of a lifetime. Anybody who does television or any kind of acting would love to be able to get into something like this and just stay there. Look at what's happened with the people that are on Blue Bloods.
It also put movie stars on TV for the first time, really.
Right.
I mean, now it's become a thing, you know, where a lot of these big stars come to TV. I also think the show was really successful because of the timing, and they lucked into that.
Yeah.
Not to make light of 9/11, but I mean this premiered the year that we were all attacked, and there was already this. I think there was a desire to know that there was a good guy out there fighting for you, the one that we didn't hear about, the one we didn't see, but there was somebody out there who was fighting for us.
And there was something culturally about the fact that he was a badass. You know, he didn't put up with anything. He was always on the edge, on the brink.
Is he supposed to be like in the CIA or something? Like, what is his?
It was what was the agency?
It was CTU, which is like kind of like CIA, yeah.
Right, okay. It was, and they have a
counter. It was a counterterrorism unit, CTU
yeah,
is
right.
for. Yeah,
yeah,
got it.
And the people that were in there the people that ran it were always after him because he was always pushing the envelope, and yet they winked him because he was friends with the presidents. You know, they always had to call on him, and that role that Haysbert played probably was the best example of him being, you know, he was the savior of everything, and he always talked to the president. Yes, Mr. President. And I was just, there was something about it that you talk about binge watching. I had never watched anything. I was at Uri Geller's house on a trip in England, And I hadn't caught up. It was the day I came over, and I used to go over and spend a week or so over in England when my daughter was in school there, and I'd stay at Uri's house. And so I was in the guest room, and I wasn't sleeping. So I turned television on, and they had, and 24 was on. And I thought to myself, what's this? This is interesting. So, like you just said, it was midnight. I turned it on the BBC, and it was 4 o'clock before I went to sleep. I watched four or five episodes of it. And it was, and I was, from that point on, I was hooked on it. And I can't tell you why, what was it about it that brought me in? But as I said a few minutes ago, it was one of those shows, one of the very few shows. I mean, I find The Blacklist currently, and probably Blue Bloods, maybe Chicago PD, that the new FBI.
Those are awesome shows. There's just wasn't an urgency. 24 had this urgency about it, where you had to see the next one.
And part of it was the sounder. You know, when that sounder came in, everything stopped. Everything stopped. So, okay, so there's some, for those of you who are 24 fans, and those of you who never heard of it before.
Wait, now, where is it coming back? Is it coming back to Fox?
It's a Fox production.
And we don't know if it's coming back or not. They're just in conversations right now about coming up with a creative.
They wouldn't leak that out if they weren't going to bring it back. They
a creative path forward is the discussion now. So it's being reported.
Exactly. So, anyway, and there are a lot of, look at all the new stories. Look at all the things that have happened in the 10 years since it was on the air. That's one of the things that they do is they follow the storyline of what's going on. excuse me,
so
in the
maybe
real
domestic
world.
Domestic terrorism is the next one.
I think there was never anything that was offshore. I don't remember any episode that was offshore. Do you, Jennifer? It was always domestic stuff.
They were always here. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And instead of the Arabs being the bad guys, it'd probably be the Chinese now or something. You know, who knows what they'll do, but. Or the Proud Boys, or
somebody who's homegrown.
Right, yeah, oh, sure, things like that. I know
I think
a lot
they
of
could
the people
get a 24 out of the Proud Boys. You need advanced. I mean, we're talking about them taking apart, like, big terror cell units. The Proud Boys are a bunch of people who went into Washington, D.C. to cause trouble. It's not like that would make a – I don't think that would make a TV show necessarily.
It might make an episode.
It'd be kind of snoozy.
You tie them into some other bunch of roughneck rabble rousers. Yeah, you could do that. All right, so anyway, we've now exhausted our excitement over 24 and our amusement that some people don't know what it is. It's an age thing as much as anything else, I guess. And I find that happening so much more, even with Victoria sometimes. I haven't noticed it with Jay, but there are things sometimes that I say, and I ask Victoria because I want her to be up, or I want to know what she knows if we're going to have a conversation about it. And it just surprises me what you don't know. And I mean that experientially. Is it an age thing? Is it just different interests?
Because I haven't watched 24?
Well, no. You and I have had these conversations before about stuff that I'll ask you, do you know about this, and whether it's a song or whether it's a
song
book.
From 1959. Of course I don't know it. I
always have the 60s channel streaming in my house.
Yeah.
So then,
I've got you on the music, but other stuff not so much.
No. Okay. All right. So anyway, it's part of the. It's. I think I call it cultural fun. It's fun to be outraged over things that people don't know. Don't you? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, but I knew the show. I just chose not to watch it.
No, I understand that. But I'm just using that. There are other things that when you and I have had conversations about stuff that you didn't know anything about.
It's fun to feel obsolete.
It put me, exactly. It put me in a place of, my God, am I that old?
Okay, so Jay, here's the thing. You emailed us because Daisy had to go out, you know, during a break, your dog, and you wrote BRB, and Doug was like, what's BRB? He had no idea what you were saying.
And then I said, what's LOL?
Yeah, she basically woke up the whole house barking at me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then I said,
there's the example,
LOL.
Doug. You didn't know, he thought LOL
lots
was
of
lots
love.
Of love. Yeah. And you didn't know BRB. I mean, that's, like, been around forever.
Well, there are other things.
And by the way, for people who don't know, be right back and laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. For those of you old-timers
who are... there could be one. There could be one more.
There's plenty of
R-O-F-L.
What's that?
It's Scooby-Doo saying waffle.
Huh? What?
It means rolling on the floor laughing. But when you read it, it looks like ruffle, and it's like Scooby-Doo.
You lost him, Jay. You lost him.
You know what? I stand by what I said.
I know Scooby-Doo, the voice of Scooby-Doo was Casey Kasem. That's all I know about Scooby-Doo. I never watched that either. Okay, well, let's see.
All right. You feeling good and informed on all the things pop culture?
Well, I want
to
remind
show about things we don't know.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good show to do. It'd probably be more than one, in fact. I mean, I can tell. If I said to you, what's hydraulic oil in a tractor, what would you say?
I'd say it keeps it going. It makes the machines move.
It's what I need for my stupid office chair because the hydraulic thing doesn't stay up and it's driving me nuts. Okay. And I'm leaking hydraulic fluid right now.
How about that? We got a little bit, right?
See?
Whammo.
I'm going to bring my chair to the farm so you can fix it for me next week.
Come at us, bro. What else you got? I feel like with our powers combined, we've got this.
Powerpuff Girls unite.
Bunga bunga. Trending at the DJV Show podcast, a story about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky that you'll want to hear us talking about. And then we had there are a couple of people that got married. Lily Collins got married. Talk about that. There's always a little bit of this and some of that in our daily download. So you get caught up on things that you may not have heard us talking about because you didn't have time to listen to the whole program. So find it. It's waiting for you free at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temple Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now on the DGB Health Overview, the helpful information that we have provided by Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. First question for Dr. Ken, what happens? You're a cardiologist, so let's talk about what happens after you have treated somebody who's got a heart attack. What does it do? The reason I ask in part is there's a friend of mine up the street who had sort of a heart attack. He was fine one day. And the doctors, he went in for a health checkup, and they said, hey, you're in fine shape. Well, lose 40 pounds. That's what they told him. Next day, he falls over, goes to the hospital. They find that he has blockages in every artery, and he needs to get stents put in. So I guess I'm thinking to myself a couple of things. One, how could they miss that? And two, what now does he do and anybody else that comes to see you, because you're a cardiologist, after they've had a heart attack, what do you tell them to do?
Well, the reason you can miss all this is because you don't get symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart until there's, let's put out one number, it's not an absolute, but until there's more than 70% blockage, sometimes a little less, but let's use a number, 70% or more blockage in the circulation. The problem is that the vessels that have plaque that tend to rupture and cause a heart attack, these are the 30 to 60% blockages. The plaque is obstructing flow by 30 to 60%. They're not yet past that magic 70%, so they're not causing symptoms, and the plaque suddenly ruptures, and that's what triggers the heart attack. And this happens oh so often. You can have a normal stress test because you don't get an abnormal stress test because there's more than 70% blockage. You're not having symptoms because there's not more than 70% blockage. You go to the doctor, stress test is fine, no symptoms, and then you have a heart attack. Because the answer is in the risk profile, as your friend heard from the doctor, lose weight. Because you can have these 30 to 60% blockages and they suddenly rupture. And that's why sometimes using other ways to actually image the coronaries is so much more helpful for prevention. But anyway, it's in your risk profile, your blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, family history, smoking, mental stress, excessive alcohol intake, being inactive. If you have a risk profile of any of those, you got to talk to the doctor how to get your risk profile as healthy as possible, and that's the most important thing to preventing a heart attack. And then once you do have a heart attack, if you have one that's permanent damage to the heart muscle, what you're asking is, what can we do after a heart attack? Usually it's because the risk factors were not under control. And this is where you got to get those risk factors under control. And then you need to get on the right medications. Usually it's an aspirin. It's a statin, what we call an ACE inhibitor or similar family of drug, a beta blocker, and getting on the right medication and getting your risk factors under control. What we learned this week out of the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, is that if you do all these things, you get 7 years more on average of life than if you didn't do these things. So it's really important to do it to get this important extra 7 years.
So does that mean after you've had a heart attack, you can figure you're going to live 7 years from the date of the heart attack? Or does that mean?
It's an extra 7 years than had you not done all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's even more. It's at least 7 years or more that you'll live longer than had you not done all these things.
But what's life expectancy after, let's say, tomorrow my friend has a heart attack and he gets all fixed up? Does that mean he can count on living till 2029? What does that mean?
Okay, there's not one size fits all, because all a heart attack means is any permanent damage to the heart muscle. Any. So you could have one microscopic fiber die, we call that heart attack. You could have 90% of the heart muscle not functioning and have almost no pump left, we call that a heart attack. So it's the severity of the heart attack, often measured by the so-called ejection fraction, which normally is between 50 and 65%. You can tell how much of the heart muscle is gone. And the answer to your question is individualized depending on how much of the heart muscle and what part of the heart muscle was injured permanently.
Yeah. And I guess it's different depending on what the cause is or the health of your heart or how it's been taken care of. There are all kinds of variables here. It sounds like, yeah, right. It sounds like a lot of different variables.
That's why it's important to get treatment early so you can open it up and save that heart muscle. And that's what determines the longevity.
All right. There it is. Summary of answers to a couple of important questions from Dr. Ken. You can reach out to Ken by calling his office at 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.